Thank you, brother. I want to add the 15th verse in the same chapter out of 2 Timothy 2, where Paul tells Timothy, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is true for every pastor, and for every teacher of the Bible, for every Sunday school teacher. And it is difficult in our day and time because the emphasis on Sunday school has diminished in many churches. Many churches have replaced Sunday school with small groups, and I don't say that that is necessarily wrong, but Sunday school in its form, like Sunday morning, to really emphasize Sunday school is less and less. And some people avoid Sunday school like a plague because, I think because it's called school. And school, this doesn't sound good to many people. And I hope we don't have that attitude. Some people avoid Sunday school because they think they will be put on the spot and asked to pray or perhaps participate. We don't have anything forcefully here. We're not in the business of embarrassing anybody. You can participate in Sunday school and say nothing. It's okay. Some people don't go to Sunday school for other reasons. One reason for many people is that it's too early in the morning. I mean, 9:45 is this absolutely too early for many people. Is it too early for you? But it doesn't seem to be a problem during the week. It's like, no problem. I mean, I figured like this, if you have a Sunday morning, depending on your life situation and your family, I mean, if you can sleep in until 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and be here at 9:45, I think that's pretty fair, isn't it? I mean, how long do you need to get dressed and get ready? I know some people need to get ready. They stand in front of the mirror for a whole hour. If you need that time, you can get up a little earlier. But I think Sunday morning, people like to sleep in. That's very common. They say, well, that's the only day I have to rest. I need to rest. I mean, Saturday was so busy and all the other days is so busy and busy and busy and I'm just overwhelmed from life. How can I make it to Sunday school? But on the other hand, the Bible is actually not giving us any excuses not to go, does it? In Proverbs 24, verse 33 and 34, it can hit you between the eyes, if you will. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit. So he says here that sleep can lead to laziness, or in some cases, sleep can be a sign of laziness. We say, well, don't tell me I'm lazy if I want to rest on Sunday. Sunday is my only day to rest. Well, let's put it this way. You may be a lot better off if you take more time for the Lord and more time to learn in Sunday school. You may be a lot better off during the week. It may not stress you out as much during the week if you use the Lord's day in the right way. And that's my argument today in this message. Because if we use the excuse and say, well, Sunday I need to sleep in, I have to sleep in, I can't do all that stuff, and they can't expect me in church to be that early. Well, what about South Korea, where they have prayer meetings at 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, and have done that for many years, and thousands of people go to it. They find the time to do that, and it's not too early. I think I would get maybe tired of it too, but to be that early so many times. But what the Proverbs is saying here is also that spiritual poverty can come to us if we are spiritually lazy. If we don't work on our spiritual life, we say, well, I'm saved by grace and I go to heaven no matter what I do or what I don't do. It doesn't matter. My salvation is secured. You know, people want to believe that, but that's a fantasy that actually discourages people from growing in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which is through being instructed in the Word of God. You and I have need of instruction in the Word of God. And if you say, well, I don't have a need of it, you may want to check yourself if you have the right attitude before the Lord. Most people do what they want to do. I mean, it's no problem getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get ready to go fishing, is it? And having a great day at fishing, and you come home with a couple of fish and you think, well, you know, was it really worth it? But yeah, I had a good time. I fished, and I mean, my fish was this big. I mean, you can brag about it, and what you want to do, you can always do. But it's this every Sunday, being in Sunday school, being under the Word of God, that a lot of people find a problem with. That's one thing they can strike off the list, because it's so voluntary and it's so unnoticeable, because there are no visible consequences right away. But I tell you this, if your spiritual well runs dry, who will you blame? If you run dry and weak, if you start failing in temptations and you don't have the strength and you start drifting off and you start getting into a spiritual danger zone, meaning that your spiritual life is about to collapse, who do you want to blame? You see, 80% of our spiritual growth and 80% of the success of the church is just dependent on being there. Just get your body here. I mean, your spirit will follow. You know what I mean? I mean, just get your body here in time for Sunday school and church, and your spirit will follow, and before you know it, you will start coming alive. And I will go into this in a little bit later. We need to make a difference. Now, some people don't go to Sunday school because they think it's boring. Have you ever thought that? Maybe it was boring because you were there. I don't know. But how boring can we be? I mean, it's important. When people say, well, it's boring, it's boring. Well, maybe it's boring to you, or maybe you are boring. And we should be careful. I don't think Sunday school can be boring if your heart and soul is in it and you are there coming to learn. I'm talking about children, young people, and adults as well. If you come to learn and you have genuine questions, not trick questions. You know, some people are out for trick questions and showing off their Bible knowledge, that they know things better than others do. And that's not in place. But genuine questions about the Bible, about the stories of the Bible, that's very important. And I always appreciate it when people come to me with questions regarding the Bible. And recently a question was asked, and I said, well, I will have to do a little research on that, because I haven't thought of it that way. I have to make sure that I'm giving you the right answer. And that's very important. Ask questions, and then you will learn. We can learn from one another. And, you know, Sunday school is not just for kids. We say, you know, as long as the children have Sunday school, we bring them, and some adults may drop them off and then go for coffee or something. No, Sunday school is for everyone. And what we have in our church here is we have a adult Sunday school class downstairs. All the Sunday school classes are in the English language. And we have a German service here in the sanctuary. So for those that prefer the German language, can come every Sunday at 9:45 for the German service or the Sunday school downstairs. And guess what? If we grow more and more Sunday schools, we will have two classes of adults if we have to, or three or four. But we will accommodate everyone. We guarantee you, you will learn and you will get spiritually built up. Now, three reasons for Sunday school, to become a Sunday school booster. The first is that we need to become better Christians. If you have the attitude that you don't need to become a better Christian, a better believer, There's no use for you in Sunday school. I mean, if you don't have a learning experience or a desire to learn, if you're not teachable, if you don't have a teachable attitude, then you will not see the need for it. One time a little boy was asked by a preacher if he ever went to Sunday school. And the boy replied this. He said, "What for? I already know how to be a better boy than I am. I already know I should be better than what I am. Why should I go to Sunday school?" The problem is most people know how to be better than they are, but they don't know how to get better, or they don't want to know how to improve their spiritual life. And that is tragic. And which are you? Are you one that doesn't care? That just says, "Well, I can miss that. Well, I can miss this lesson. I can miss that class. I can miss this Bible study." I read about a book written by Lloyd Douglas. It was called Magnificent Obsession. And in that book, he describes a medical student that was criticized by the dean for poor scholarship. So the student said, "Well, I'm doing average work, aren't I?" And the dean said, "Yes, but do you want to be an average doctor?" And the question is, out of that, I would like to ask the question, do you want to be just an average Christian, a lukewarm Christian, a casual Christian? Is it really at the heart of your desire to really be a real Christian 24/7, or just a casual Christian, you know, a convenience Christianity? That is not acceptable before the Lord, because the Lord wants us to be wholeheartedly involved in the Christian life. I realize that not everyone has the same talent, and I spoke about that this morning. Not everyone has the same amount of energy, and yet, isn't it amazing that if we really want something, that we do it? If we really, if people really want to go to a concert, or really want to go to a ball game or to an event, if they really want to go, you know, they will find the time, they will find the money, they will find a way to go there and get there. But when it comes to church, "Oh, I don't have a way. I can't make it. I can't make it." And loved ones, how many times do people have these excuses? And we should examine ourselves. Do I think that way? Do you want to improve in your relationship to Christ? Do you want to become a better Christian and find greater joy and greater fulfillment than what you have right now? Or are you perfectly satisfied? Are you perfectly okay with how you are right now? If you are perfectly okay how you are right now, you don't need Sunday school. You don't even need a sermon. You don't need a service. But loved ones, we are not okay. We are supposed to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that takes effort and time. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Paul says, "I press on toward a prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." What does he mean by "I press on toward a prize"? I'm making an effort, I'm making strides, I'm learning, I am a disciple and a slave of Jesus Christ, and I'm making progress, and I take every effort, every sweat, strain, and striving and work towards that goal to be Christ-like. In Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above."